USDA is forecasting net farm income at $119.6 billion, the highest level since 2013. The majority of this increase comes from direct government payments at $46.5 billion. The farm income picture looked very different at the beginning of the year. In fact, government payments were expected to decline. Then COVID happened. Congress passed the CARES Act in March, and that included ad hoc payments for agriculture. Two rounds of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program helped farmers. The Paycheck Protection Program was also key. Here's Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City ag economist Nathan Kaufman.
Prior to the increases in commodity prices, that government support was extremely significant, recognizing that cash flow was still quite weak. That was something that was offsetting and mitigating a lot of the weaknesses, for example, during the summer months.
The WIP Plus program was also a part of this ad hoc payment discussion. The implementation of this disaster program hasn't been quick, but now at the end of 2020, more farmers have received money. Others are still waiting. With an omnibus spending package signed into law, the remaining 50% of 2019 crop payments are expected to be paid, along with quality loss adjustments. It's now a matter of when. Here's North Dakota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Brad Tickeson.
We'll get it done. It's just going to take some more time, and we apologize for the time it has taken, but it's still a program that's beneficial to producers, and we'll see it to the bitter end.
Lawmakers also passed more COVID relief in the lame duck session of Congress. There's an additional $13 billion for agriculture programs. The implementation of that relief is expected in a new administration. For 2021, ag lobbyist Mike Torrey wants to know,
you know, what role will government payments have in farmer income? And beyond this, this COVID relief package, that's still to be determined on what's going to happen.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.